Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 124. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And guess what? We are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out.
Well, heck, I didn't know that.
Heck yeah.
Shooky darn.
Sometimes.
Yee doggy.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Welcome, creepies, to look at that, 124. Man.
Are you saying we're not consistently middle-aged and creeped out?
Well, we're...
We're stumped, are we?
I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer
it. I don't either.
We're always creeped out, right?
We're always middle-aged, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. We're always...
Another few years, and then I'll hit the old age, but then you guys will still be kind of middle-aged. Years. And then you'll hit... old age, and I'll probably be dead.
<He'd> be right.
Where's Todd? Remember, he died last year.
Oh,
that's right. I know.
In loving memory of.
Welcome to episode, 520.
It's like the Joker and Batman.
Wait a minute. I hope I have longer than that. Hold on.
I'm glad you're dead.
Hold on.
Counting down or something?
Gosh. You know what, Nate? If I make it to tomorrow, it'll be
that's right.
Miracle.
That's a miracle. That's
so
right.
Let me just tell you. Anyway.
Each day is a gift.
That is true. It's the gift that keeps on giving
uh-huh.
the whole year. Welcome, creepies. Like I said, Nate.
Yes.
Or not Nate.
Yes. Nathan.
Yes. Oh, boy.
I'm all ears.
Nate-y, Nate.
Nate, what do you got for me? Oh, wait. I'm ready to wrap this up already.
I have.
Naughty Nate.
Sean. That's
your
name.
Sean.
Sean.
To my right with something.
Sean.
Yep.
Layman. That's it. That's it.
Right.
Sean. What do you have, sir?
Well, I have the COSO, because we have one this week, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to mess this one up.
And what is the COSO?
It's the Creeped Out Shout Out. Mm-hmm. And this is to Kevin and his podcast, Where the Weird Ones Are. Kevin has a very good show, which he has interesting guests on, talking all things weird. You can find his show on all listening platforms, and he's on Facebook and Instagram. So go check his show out. Make sure to give him a 5-star rating and review, and tell Kevin that the Mako Boys sent you. Go get you some.
He's got an excellent podcast. He's
right.
given us a couple of shout-outs on his show, and I'm thinking this is a perfect COSO.
A great intro, right?
He does have a great intro, and he is one of the most genuine, real dudes you'll ever listen to. So that's why I like his style. He's not in it to just, he's entertaining, but he's laid back, and he is himself, and he does his show the way he wants to, and I love it.
Does he have a...
Great guest. He's got a lot of good guests on it, and he does a good job.
Does he have a episode about bot flies? I find those very weird.
Bot flies?
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, I've listened to probably, 15 of his episodes. I just recently, found a couple weeks ago, so I'm still new to his show, but mm-hmm. I don't think he I don't know. Maybe he does.
Do you know what they are?
Bot flies? Sorry. I was really struggling with my creepy. I was ready to go.
But not butt flies, but bot flies.
Yeah, I know what bot flies are. I'm trying to
think. They like embed their larvae in your skin and then
they hatch and
you have this.
It might as well be butt flies, right?
Nasty
yeah.
larvae thing mm-hmm. wiggling around under your skin. And they got to pull it out. Ugh,
yeah.
Weird.
And they got videos of it.
And some of them go into like metal and steel. Those are robot flies.
Oh, robot flies.
Yeah, see how they. Hey, let's get to
do robot fly.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What kind of episode is this?
Educational.
Let's
I
give
would
it
say.
Let's give this a wrap. Kevin is go listen to his show. Where the Weird Ones Are. He
That's
does
right.
a great job. And well,
apparently, Where the Weird Ones are right here for right
and
now.
He's gonna have us on his show.
Nice.
I believe it's January, February.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are going to be...
All of January and February?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get weird.
I don't think Kevin would want us on his podcast
no.
that many times. He'd be like, these guys again? How did I... Yeah. No, and then we'll have him on our show, too. We'll
yes.
get him on our show. So
awesome.
Looking forward to that for the beginning of the year. Thank you, Kevin, and continued success to him. Now...
Yes?
Sean.
Right.
What are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about Nate's pick. This is the Bush House Inn. In what?
Washington.
In Roll out. That beautiful in bean out. Footage.
That's right.
He's not talking. I always love that.
Oh, that's bushes.
Yeah, sorry. That's
bushes. Bushes make beans. This is the Bush House. Well, a little bit of background. It is at 300 Fifth Street Index, Washington.
You don't say.
I do say.
You did.
So state of Washington, which is state of denial, right? The Bush House Country Inn, established in, oh my gosh, yesteryear of 1898, is nestled in the scenic town of Index.
That pretty much brand new, isn't it?
Made up, right? Pretty much, yes.
Wow.
On the Skykomish River, and that's made up too, and encircled by the Cascade Mountain Range. That is not made up. Heard of that before. This historic hotel served the small community of Index during the time of active mining and lumber operations in the, you guessed it, Pacific Northwest, which is God's country. It is beautiful there. Mm. I have been around area. There.
So what do you think they did? What do you want to call this river? Skykomish.
Skykomish.
Where'd you come up with that? Just made it up.
Just made up. That's right. That's probably about how it worked, right?
Well, I wonder if it's the Skykomish.
Oh. Skykomish.
I like the Skykomish River.
I bet it is. Sounds a little more posh, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds more educated.
Educated.
I like to jog by the Skykomish River. Wow, this is really... How do we... Man, this is bad.
Keep trucking along.
All right, let's get to the...
It's so bad it's good, right? It's
so bad it's... Well...
Better than bad, it's good.
Something. Let's get to the creepy stuff. Thank you, Sean, for that little foundation there.
You're most welcome.
Yeah.
Well... The creepy stuff.
What does it?
Whoa. That was creepy.
That was not
that
me.
That was creepy and creaky and squeaky.
Something growing in my throat.
The bot flies coming.
I was going to say it's a bot fly, baby.
You've got bot flies in your neck.
It's a full circle.
It's a bot fly.
All right. according to legend, a young woman residing in the house hanged herself after hearing of her lover's death. Another one of those.
One of those. I mean, yeah, go on.
The story she heard turned out to be untrue.
And again, it's never.
And when her lover discovered her body, he killed himself out of grief. Room 9 is believed to be the location of this double suicide. The ghost of the young woman continues to haunt this inn, even while the building is closed for renovation.
Oh, She was Annabelle. Was that what her name was?
Yeah,
she was.
We can go with that.
That's what it said. Says a one-time extended guest of the hotel who received news that her lover, a local miner, 49er right now, had been killed. She committed suicide by hanging herself in room number 9. A medium in attendance, who apparently contacted the spirit, claimed that her name was Alice, and she still resides in her room, occasionally walking the second floor corridor. It was room. Why do they always?
You
have
didn't say that right.
What did I say wrong?
What? It's corridor.
Corridor. Yes. You got to say it with a little bit of flavor.
Yes.
Is it like a column? It's column.
Column. It was fun with words, right?
That's how I remember how to spell it.
That's right. That's a lot of words are that way, right?
Column.
Column.
Aluminium. It was in room 9 that the guest who had rearranged the furniture met with an unwelcome sight when returning to the room. Woo. Well, this goes into a whole other story. But
again, this, I feel bad for them, and I'm not trying to bash them, but daggone it. They're so distraught over their, their boyfriends or husbands dying, or they think they died, or they got cheated on, and then it turns out half the time they're not, it didn't happen.
Can you imagine?
Anyway,
yeah.
I feel bad. Anyway.
Spending an eternity
They needed 741-741. They needed to detect 988. They needed
get you some help,
see what I'm
right?
saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that around in 1898?
Probably. Big fat no.
Okay. Excuse me. Man, I am really struggling with my Cherry Coke here. Situated in one of the most beautiful areas in Washington State, so it says this hotel is open for guests during the summer months, offering generous meals and lodging. But according to accounts, it never closes for some of its past inhabitants and visitors. Staff and guests have reported numerous unexplained phenomena in the hotel. The odors of cigars and perfume have been experienced on the second floor guest accommodations area when no guests are present. One guest reported that after recognizing some of the furnishings in his room to allow for a more comfortable extended stay, he left the hotel briefly, and when he returned, he was unable to open the door to his room. That happens to me all the time. Once the door was open, though, with assistance from the staff, a strong gust of wind rushed out the door and past the bewildered guest and staff. Says here, the furniture he had so carefully arranged earlier was now in a complete state of disarray. he immediately canceled his planned extended stay. So this ghost, spirit, whatever, did the opposite. Remember we talked about what we just talked about, Stanley Hotel,
mm-hmm.
in our full. Some of the guests experienced that their bedrooms were made, or their hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
This woman likes to mess it up a little bit. So there you go.
She goes, the opposite effect. Is that what
opposite? They're trying to make it a, I like the word disarray, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
It is a good word. It's pretty much my life. Disarray.
Was found in complete disarray.
Yeah.
Todd's life.
So, I'm looking at a picture. I don't know when this picture was. It looks like from the, it could be today, but it looks like from the 80s or something. I don't know. The 70s. It's not what I pictured when Nate came up with this topic.
Is this going to include shag carpet?
It looks like something you'd see. Yeah. Well, it looks like, it's like the old, it's definitely the old-fashioned two-story. You know, you got the railing. Mm-hmm. It looks like a, just on the side of the road type hotel, whatever, Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm. Motel, Holiday Inn.
I've got other stories, unless you guys want to chime in here.
I got, as if the sound sense and unaccounted for movements of furniture and kitchen utensils are not enough to interest a skeptical guest, the cottage next to the Bush house is full of its own unusual events. Even though it's no longer regularly offered for guest quarters, investigators were offered a chance to walk through it and visit the small chapel on the second floor that the family's maintained. Though no one had been in the cottage recently, a large crucifix appeared to have been thrown across the floor and broken. The hotel staff recounted the story of a group of young skiers who had attempted to stay in the home, only to leave midway into the night with little explanation as to the reason for their departure. A film documentary was also made based upon the appearance of two children in the window of the cottage when it was locked and empty. Yeah, that's one of the, I saw pictures of like figures in windows and it's like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I like to check this place out though.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to Washington either, so. I did hear it's a beautiful state.
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. Why'd you go there? Was that with your buddy?
Yeah, Zach and his wife Amy lived in Spokane. And,
my wife went? Oh.
I went out there. Yeah, not that Amy. And then we went over to Montana. I went to Glacier National Park. So, but yeah.
Nice. Yeah, this it says the Bush House is included on numerous most haunted lists, of course, and has been visited by paranormal investigators. The Corsons plan to pay homage to Annabelle, and her room will be available to guests. So you talked about the decor in room 9. Gotta be a tiny bit rustic to keep in line with the haunted theme, Kathy said. It says the room is requested numerous times. So this haunted room 9, or supposedly haunted, said guests of Saturday's historic photo shoot event will be allowed to peek inside Annabelle's room and see the very stairwell on which the unfortunate event may have occurred. Where she hanged herself. That's sad. Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, what you guys have?
Apparently, Annabelle has her own table in the restaurant.
Mm.
Oh.
Table 2.
Table 2.
Mm-hmm.
For one. Table 2.
For one ghost, right?
Yeah. I like a table 2 for one. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's. Those are sad stories, but man, daggone. Yeah. Excuse me, there goes my little gurgle for the show. Oh, I don't know. Do you guys have anything else on the Bush House soon?
So I have a sort of like a review or a reply of someone that was there. Before the renovations ever took place, I've driven past this place a few times to admire it. One night, some friends and I drove up at night to check it out. Sitting in the car, mind you, not knowing the history or the past of the place, I saw someone looking like a woman hanging in the upper window.
Ooh.
I had seen lights inside, which were, there was no way, because there's no running electricity at the, at the time, excuse me.
At the what was it?
At the hole. And, I also had seen someone out on the side of the little gazebo area. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, someone's actually seen some stuff while it was inhabited.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff about it being renovated since it was bought in 2011, and a lot of renovations. It's actually beautiful. It seems like they don't seem to play on the hauntings very much, though. It's,
right.
I'm sure they, you know, it's probably one of those places where you're like, yeah, let's just downplay that a little bit. But there's definitely history there.
The And it says the Washington State Ghost Society, they investigated the paranormal activity at the Bush House a few years ago, said the group spent a night setting up video cameras and tape recorders to capture EVPs. One's quoted saying, "I am not sure how the equipment worked, probably like the fifth force testing. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic." Says previous owners nailed plywood to the windows and doors of the Bush Hotel. A small opening just past a no trespassing sign allowed entrance. He says, "I stared into the room full of dust and old couches. I wondered where or whether I should go in. The voices of dead people sang in my ear. I switched off my music player and the voices ended. A little bit of the magic stopped. I turned around and went back to my car. I was afraid of seeing ghosts. I was more scared of not seeing one. A boring reality is more frightening than an unknown possibility, even dreadful ones." Guy says, "I want to live in a world of imagination where a fifth force helps climbers ascend where the impossible exists. I want to believe in ghosts, magic, and science." So there's just a personal account of a visit.
This says, "The Bush House Inn has always been a community treasure, where locals gather for coffee and events, and where guests enjoy comfortable lodging and meals in a friendly and relaxed environment." It talks about how it's been, you know, going through a lot of renovations over the years. Apparently, there was an earthquake back in the late 90s that kind of destroyed part of it. It says they have all kind of, because there's like a bakery there and a restaurant and you know, like I said, a coffee shop. But there is, I guess you can get a room for $91.74, so that's not too bad, right, for lodging. They are known for their blackberry cobbler. They have weddings and different events and parties and stuff like that, a peach cobbler. The historic Bush House Inn was saved from collapse by new owners in January 2012 and has since undergone a complete renovation. Now open for lodging and events, this historic local treasure is returning to its previous glory as a gathering spot for the community and a popular destination for travelers wanting to escape with a step back in time. The mountains in the background are beautiful. Three-story building closed in 2001. It was plagued by age, weather, and vandalism. The sale of the property to local investors in 2011 came as a welcome surprise to local residents who feared they had lost another local iconic structure. The new owners had recently completed renovations on another community icon, the Index Tavern, which was formerly the Holcomb and Holcomb Meat Market and Sporting Goods Store, now known as the River House and Home. Man, they got all kind of cool stuff there. But this was also an outdoor adventure center for rafting and family rec, a small cafe, and a host for many community and private events. The Bush House is a Pacific Northwest treasure, maintaining a status as a Washington historic place in an important component of the of this project, said Blair Carson. That's one of the the owners. Since 1898, this building has played a significant role in the Index's economy, and we believe it will do that again. So they're very proud of this place.
Sure.
I love that indoor adventure. You know what I mean? And they have all kinds of, I mean, obviously you're surrounded by nature there. So
I looked up the population for Index.
Is it two?
Washington.
42.
How many people do you think?
300.
What did you say, Sean?
42.
As of 2021, so pretty recent, 156.
Yay!
So they would. So they, you
we
know,
got us a village.
A very small population would fall in love with this place and want to keep it.
Absolutely.
So good for them. I hope they
do. It is a treasure, right?
And people stop, you know, damaging places and stop doing vandalism.
Here's another personal account by someone named Graham.
All right, let's wrap it up on that one.
I am a local of the town of Index. Moved here in 98, right around the time the Bush House closed. By the time I was around 12 in the mid-2000s, me and my friends had gotten so curious. We found ways into it and snuck in through an old window on the bottom floor. Everything was decorated like it was still an establishment. Within 2 minutes of walking around, all of a sudden, we hear a phone start ringing in the room we walked into. Who would be calling a building nobody has inhabited in almost 10 years?
Right.
Definitely think it was a ghost telling us to get lost.
Oh.
Beat it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, now see, that would be, I think, one of the best if, like.
Oh, heck yeah.
Did we have, when we went to the Indiana State Sanatorium, were there were phones in there, right? I think there were, like on the desk, like in the, some of the offices that were.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
And old keyboards and typewriters.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that, though?
Have
tape cassettes. Like, wait a minute.
I have one more quick one, if you
don't
mind.
Okay, no, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is from Erica Job.
Okay.
My husband is on the job right now.
Wait a minute. Oh.
He smelled the perfume.
Uh-oh.
And has videos of room 9. He replaced the fixture she supposedly hung herself from.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that's not creepy, I don't know what is.
So you do
want
to visit.
Yes, I want you to put it on.
You want me to put this on the list?
Okay.
You want to visit the Pacific Northwest, and this is where you want to go first? Out of all the places in Washington and out of the Pacific Northwest?
I don't care.
Well, while we're there,
we'll never make it there.
We look for a Sasquatch.
That's right. Yeah. That's where the Northern Cascades is, where Zach and Amy, he told that one story about the Bigfoot and the Sasquatch story.
Heck yeah.
The Northern what? Cascades?
Northern Cascades. Yeah, there's a lot of sightings and weird stuff that happens in the Northern Cascades.
Nice. Nice. No, I like
not
this.
Not just Zach.
It was a good little story.
Not just a Zach.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, that was good. That was the Bush House in good old Wawa,
in
Washington.
Wawa, Washington. Now I'm hungry for Bush's baked beans. Is that
where those are good.
Oh,
those
my
are
gosh.
Good. Mm-hmm. Those are good. But it will not happen right now.
Dang it.
But what will happen is Nate taking us out of here.
I think we shook all the birds out of this bush. That's a wrap.
Man.
Not going to do it, huh?
Wasn't sure what you're going to say.
Yeah, I'm stumbling a little bit.
That's all right.
That's
you stayed on the horse. That's all that matters.
It's like walking down the sidewalk and catching your toe on the seam or something.
Yep. Almost lost my balance there.
Nate, it still worked just fine.
It works.
We know what you're trying to say. Oh, thank you, Nate. And thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini number 124 and our spooky discussion on the Bush House Inn in Washington. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.